on The Weekend Wake Up. It's time for a taste of the West.
And it's time for us to talk West Australian scallops.
Oh, scallops were just divine. West
now,
Australian
you've just had
scallops.
Some.
Yeah, I have for the first time. Proper. Not for the first time, but the first time cooked so simply. There was nothing added to it but a bit of lemon juice, and they were just absolutely divine. So we have tracked down Simon Chung, who's a sales and marketing manager, but also part of the family business from Far West Branded Scallops. Hello, Simon.
Hello, good morning, Darren and Sue. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah,
so come
nice
on.
To talk to you.
Sue's all about the simple stuff, and it really was a revelation to have it. How's your favourite way of cooking scallops?
My favourite? Oh, I think, for me, it's pretty hard to go past a simple stir-fried scallop.
Mm-hmm.
With a bit of garlic and maybe some nice fresh vegetables.
Nice. I like the sound of that. There you go. So how long have you guys been, I would say, making scallops? That's probably giving you a little too much credit.
I would say.
Farming scallops.
No, so we catch wild. Mother Nature has a lot to do with what we do. And we've been in the business, well, my mother and father started the business a bit over 30 years ago.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
So because they saw the opportunity, or were they in the industry already? When I say saw the opportunity, realised how good West Australian scallops were, and why are they so different?
Well, as you probably know, we're very fortunate in WA. We have some of the best produce of anywhere in the world, and scallops are certainly among those. And my father, he used to actually be involved in restaurants in Melbourne many, many, many years ago, and somebody came to him with their scallops from Western Australia, and he realised how good they were and wanted to get involved in the industry.
Wow.
So what's the difference, Simon, between West Australian scallops? And they have been noted down here as southern saucer scallops.
Yeah, so it's really the species. I mean, our species is that we catch here, it's really well known for, in Asia particularly, for being white and firm and very sweet. From a consumer perspective, the taste and the texture is really quite different to a lot of the other scallops that you see out there. And the way it presents on the plate, being so white, also makes it very attractive as well.
And is that partly the waters? Like, do we just have fantastic waters for growing scallop?
Well, the waters are very good. Where waters here are extremely clean, so that is part of it. But also, I think it's just the species. I mean, we're just fortunate that Mother Nature has been very kind to us and provided us with just this wonderful resource that we can all enjoy.
So 33 years ago, your dad started off with his own boat, or did he just decide where they were growing? Or how? I'm fascinated to hear the story of how it actually started, and I think you even get to where you are now.
So it's quite a long story, but he went into partnership with somebody that was had a boat. He's not a fisherman himself, so he's never really been out on the boats. But and none of us are fishermen actually, which is probably a bit of a gap in our CVs for a fishing company.
Could say that.
Yes, so he started off with one boat and a license up in Shark Bay. In a partnership. The partnership didn't last very long, which has been a very good thing for us. He just started buying additional licences. Starting from one boat and one licence in Shark Bay, we now probably have the vast majority of the scallop licences in Western Australia. So we fish out of the Shark Bay still, the Abrolhos Islands and South Coast.
Simon, is it a regulated market?
It's a very regulated, like all commercial fishing in Western Australia, it's very regulated. We've got some really smart people in the fisheries department that actually manage the resource. We have a little bit of a hand in it, but to a large extent they tell us what we're allowed to do in terms of where you're allowed to fish, when you're allowed to start fishing, when you have to stop fishing.
So how long does the season run for, and how old is a scallop by the time we get it to the table?
So our seasons are really highly excuse me, our seasons are really highly variable. We just finished fishing on the south coast, for instance, and that only lasted about a month. But you know, we've been fishing on the south coast for about 4 or 5 months many years back. And the scallops, the age of the scallops when we fish them, are normally about somewhere between about 9 and 18 months old.
Okay. So they're
actually a very fast-growing animal.
I was going to say, 18 months to get that huge shell.
Yeah, 18 months. So I was talking to somebody in Norway a few years ago, and they were showing me a scallop shell that was about 7 years old, and I was showing him ours that was maybe a little bit over 12, and he couldn't believe how quickly our scallop had grown to that kind of size.
Is that heat, do you reckon? Because I imagine it'd be a bit chillier in Norway waters.
It's somewhat chillier in Norwegian waters. And again, I think it just comes back to the species. Ours is just such a fast-growing species that, you know, they live fast, die young, I suppose. But by the time they get to about 2, they're all dying of old age.
They're rock and roll scholars, that's what you're saying?
They're rock and roll scholars.
Party hard, yeah.
So now you were saying that they're highly prized in the Asian market, so you obviously you get the produce out far and wide.
Yeah, so our main market is into Asia. I mean, we do have local sales as well, but Asia in particular really like the West Australian scallop. We've been selling to Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia for basically the whole of the 33 years that Far West has been around.
Well, that would have been interesting to get them out, logistics-wise, to get them into that market that long ago.
Look, I think it's been... it was a bit of a challenge just trying to find buyers in Singapore all those years ago. Mm. I think Hong Kong... because it's the same species as what you get in Queensland, Hong Kong had pretty good knowledge of what this scallop was all about. So that was a little bit easier. But Singapore was a bit trickier. But the logistics of doing it, because we do everything frozen, the logistics tend to be a little bit easier. And I think it's also one of those things that my father in particular has been very lucky in having. You know, a large number of people that have helped him along the way and have been very, very good to him in growing the business and being reliable and being just good assistance to him.
How do you catch a scallop?
So there's actually quite a bit of misconception about how you catch scallops. A lot of people think that you must dredge for them, which is what they do in other fisheries, so you actually have to get like a great big metal dredge, and that's not what we do in Western Australia. We do bottom trawl, so it's basically the same sort of technology that you would use to catch any fish or prawn that's basically at the bottom of the bay.
Okay. And now we've had a few people asking some recipe ideas. Now you're down with the stir frying concept. What are the other ways that are like really good ways that are popular ways to cook a scallop?
I reckon probably much like Sue, barbecuing very simply is fantastic. I think anything that really accentuates the flavour. So things that are really quite simple are often the best. So, you know, just the pan fry with a little bit of lemon on top or, then there's some of the flavour combination, the classic flavour combinations like the chorizo with the scallops is also very nice if you want something that takes on a bit more of a meatier flavour.
So you can overcook them very easily?
You can overcook them very easily. You do need to be a little bit careful with them, otherwise you can end up with
rubber.
You know, these little... Yeah.
That's a polite way of saying.
Little rubbery disc. Yeah.
That's so exactly right.
We can get them if we dig around. If we look for West Australian scallops, they'd likely be yours?
At the moment, no. But, you know, any of the West Australian scallops, they're all very good, I would have to admit. I think that you know, we've got a few advantages over some of the other people that are around. There's a few out there at the moment from Shark Bay where we haven't been fishing this year just yet.
Okay.
But you know, they're all very good.
All West Australia, are they all the same species, Simon?
They're all the same species, yeah. And they're all a really good product.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, right. I must say they are a really good product.
I imagine we talk about the benefits of having local citrus fruit. I imagine the benefits of having local seafood can't be overstated.
Well, I think with a scallop, why cover the flavour of the scallop, or why cover the flavour up with something else?
Yeah, true.
Just appreciate it simply on its own. But you don't need very much, do you?
Well, I'd like to think that, you know, more you is better.
I think you've got a vested interest, quietly.
Fair call. So we'll keep an eye out for the West Australian stuff, but whenever you can, Far West scallops worth a look by the sound of things, and sales and marketing manager and a bloke who might not fish but also helps operate the business, it's fair to say. Simon Chung, thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
There you go. A little taste of the West. Definitely one to look out for if you're a fan of the seafood.
Yeah.